for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216.
Happy hump day.
It's 7-Eleven.
Thank you. Come again.
Thank you. Come again.
Would you like
That's
Slurpee?
What she said.
Would you like Slurpee?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Taryn Gatch Comedy Show.
You almost said TagCast Podcast.
I know.
I could tell, and you didn't even start to say it.
I know.
Welcome
I was
going
to say it, but today, welcome to National Catfish Day.
Yep. Who likes catfish?
Ronald Reagan.
Who has two thumbs and doesn't like catfish?
Ronald Reagan.
He has no thumbs.
Oh, did they cut him off? Did he donate them?
No, they did a photo shoot with his corpse, and he fell over, and both of his thumbs just broke off because he was frozen solid with formaldehyde.
Wait, I believe that.
That makes no sense whatsoever. We got Karma to Burn in the background. It's been a while since we visited those guys.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded a bunch of their albums, and most all of their songs are just like 10, 11, 12, 13. This song's called 13. Wait, maybe it's 12. Well, this is 13. I remember back in the first season, I was doing some of these songs that are numbers for the 26th episode, 29th episode. So yeah, we're full circle on it.
Yeah.
What do you think, Hans? You got Karma to Burn?
Full circle.
I got weed to burn.
Ronald Reagan calls upon the people of the United States to observe this day with appropriate ceremonies and activities. In witness whereof, he hereunto set his hands this 25th day of June in the year of the independence of the United States of America, the 211th.
Wow. That's crazy.
Catfish. Farm raised. Eat them up. Wow. You don't like catfish.
I don't like any kind of fish, really.
Have you ever eaten catfish?
I don't think I have.
Have you ever looked a catfish in the eyes?
No.
I've seen pictures that are scary enough. I don't like them.
Because of their whiskers?
Yeah, they look weird. They look like a weird fucking sea urchin.
So because of their whiskers, they're scary? A fish with whiskers?
It's not like I'm scared like it's going to hurt me, but mm-hmm. It's not something I want to be eating.
Yeah. You're not a big seafood eater anyway,
no,
right?
No. I figure someone else probably said it first, but if it smells bad when it's good, then I probably don't want to eat it.
Well, fish shouldn't smell bad if it's good.
But it smells fishy, which is bad, so, like, to me, but mm-hmm. A fish smell is kind of like a, I don't know, it's akin to, like, something rotten.
Well, if fish isn't fresh, then it smells rotten because it is rotting.
Okay.
Like, if you go into a store and you smell fish and the fish parts in the back, that the fish isn't good.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get sushi in New Mexico.
No.
Because that's not going to be that fresh.
No, it's not.
No. I don't really see how people like to eat raw fish.
There are flying fish, though, so they could get there quicker.
I just recently finished a book by Stephen King, which is an older book that I had to reread, but it's called The Girl Who Loved Tom Gordon, and she was a little 9-year-old girl that got stranded in the woods, and she was eating raw fish
mm-hmm.
to stay alive. She was lost in the woods for like 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that's gross.
What are they, woods fish?
No, they're just like little trout that she caught with this little piece of plastic.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But just gross. That's gross to me. I can't eat raw fish.
Aren't all fish stories smaller now, though, than once Moby Dick came out?
Smoby?
Yeah, there is no bigger fishing story.
Well, how can you top a drum solo like that?
You can't.
Look at the size of the fish that I caught. That's a real
I know,
story.
It was huge. Was it Arab or Ahab?
It was Ahab the Arab.
Was he?
The Sheik of the Burning Sand.
All right.
Remember that guy? He had rings in his fingers and a bell in his nose and a bone in it, something. That's an old song by some idiot who made funny songs. Ray Stevens. Remember Ray Stevens?
Yeah.
Ahab the Arab.
Didn't they call him the Streak?
Who is they calling the streak?
Oh, I always, yeah. They call
Ethel,
me the streak.
Get your clothes on, Ethel. There she was, naked as a jaybird.
Yep.
Yeah. That I used to think that was a little risque because he was talking about a lady running naked through a basketball game. I always give you a visual.
When you're
six, it gives you a visual.
Uh-huh.
A naked lady running through a basketball game. Oh, my God.
You know that's not his real name, right?
Ray Stevens?
Yep.
No, his name's Stephen Ray.
No, it's Harold Ray Ragsdale.
Ragsdale.
He's 75.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I can't believe he's still alive.
Yep.
Hey, what's all this stuff I hear about the World Cup?
Well, they call me the World Cup.
Was there two girls or two girls World Cup?
Two girls World Cup?
Is that a sports thing or is it a porno? What's the World Cup? Is that?
It's soccer.
Oh.
It's the World Cup of soccer.
Two girls Stanley Cup?
Mm-hmm. That's hockey.
Okay. Hockey.
No, World Cup is soccer.
So
football.
It's
football.
I saw a post from my friend Bobby Jordan, our friend Bobby Jordan.
Uh-huh.
He said he's having trouble getting behind a sport that can end in overtime and the ending score be 0-0.
Hmm?
That's fucking stupid.
Yep. Well, I've never understood soccer as the league play because I don't watch it.
Football.
And so I don't follow it.
Huh.
I don't really, but many of our listeners might.
Yeah, they might. I've seen several memes of people who don't appreciate it. They're like, if I wanted to watch my friends struggle to score for 90 minutes, I would go to the bar with them.
Hey-o!
Real fucking funny. That's a douchey joke.
And so,
I don't know.
Yeah. We don't do the sports.
Yeah, I know. I've been seeing World Cup this, World Cup
World
that.
Cups
like
going around. That happens every once in a while, every 4 years, maybe.
Two girls World Cup.
Every 4 years. But see, this time it's actually, at least it's worldwide.
There's
right?
America in it?
You know, USA is just one team.
So World Series is not really for the world.
No.
This should be the American Series. We talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Basketball, the Spurs won. They beat the Heat.
Sports are kind of douchey, but that's just to me. A lot of people love sports. I hate to alienate any of you listeners, but speaking of douchey, we did touch a little bit on the fact that I did a talent show on the weekend, and I forgot to mention the douchey stage manager. His name was Stan.
And Stan, he's the man.
He meant well. I can tell you that. He did a sound check for the band who was going to play last.
Check one, check two.
Had him play a little part of a song.
Mm-hmm.
Set all the levels.
Mm-hmm.
And then proceeded to unplug microphones and plug them into different microphones. So, like, the sound check was obviously for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, during everyone's act, except for mine, I think, as I watched back to the video, he was, like, walking around on the stage while the people, like, in front of them and behind them and, like, picking up a guitar and getting chords and walking around. Like, very distracting. I thought it was rude for him to... My wife really thought it was rude, and she's the one that kind of convinced me, but she really wanted to say something. I was like, no, don't. Come on, there's, like, 100 and some people here. Don't say, hey, Stan, fucking get out of the way, dude. What are you doing? Stan, quit tuning your guitar. He's fucking playing a song right now. One dude won second or third, and he fucking did Shakespeare.
Hmm.
He got up there, and they go, you need a mic? And he's like, nope. And he went, how for thou dost, O Hathai? And he did this thing for like 6 minutes.
Just did a monologue.
Dude, and he was very theatrical, and he talked with a bit of an accent, and then he would laugh. And he reminded me of, like, Paul F. Tompkins doing a thing, but it was totally serious, and people were laughing at him. He was like getting in people's faces in the front row and screaming what he was saying. It was very intense. And he got like second or third place. Hmm. Good job, fucking Shakespeare dude.
Shakespeare dude.
You got
Shakespeare,
the cutest little Shakespeare dude.
Shakespeare dude.
Dude, did you hear about that fucking teenage murderer from Albany?
No.
Dude, have you heard about all the crime sprees that have been going on in the last few months in Albany?
No.
What? Lady got murdered, raped, the lady got kidnapped, taken to an ATM. Circle K got robbed where my daughter works, but she wasn't at work that night, which was awesome. The Circle K on wherever, 34th and over by Jackson. And then another house got robbed on Waverly, and there was a gun stolen. Lady was raped. Another lady was murdered, and her kid was downstairs and called the cops and said, my mom's bleeding, and she's not waking up. A lot of crazy fucking shit going on, and they thought it was like, oh, because there's no place in the jail, and we're letting all these criminals go. It's just criminals, but it was just one dude they finally found out.
Mm-hmm.
His name was Lucius.
Mm-hmm.
Lucius.
Jackson.
No, that's close. What's the Owen? Wilson. Uh-huh. Lucius Wilson.
Lucius Wilson.
They call him Luke. They call him Luke Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
That's a famous actor. But anyway, 18, murder, rape, kidnapping. They caught him on foot by Staples running, and he threw a sweatshirt, and it had the gun in it that was stolen from the Waverly house that got broken into. And the gun was also used in the murder of the lady that got killed. And then the DNA came back that he was the same guy that did the rape, because he'd been in jail since June 2nd. 18 years old, dude, and my daughter and her boyfriend, who work at both the Circle K's on each side of Jackson and Marion, said that he comes in there a lot. They remember him. That they see him in the news, and Ricky, that's my daughter's boyfriend, he's like, I fucking called it. He's like, I told you, Acacia. I told you that that was a dude. I knew that was the guy that was doing that shit. So anyway, at least they got him. He's on a large bail. He can't get out, but... God, 18 years old, just slanging and banging like fucking... He would home invasion...
That's the way I was raised.
Really?
No.
Home invasion robbery, get in the car, take me to the ATM, gun, I'll fucking kill you. I'm 18. How old are you, 30-something? Give me all your ATM money. All right.
It fucked up people all over the world.
He raped someone. He lived in the Brookshore Apartments right over there on 34th, and he raped his neighbor from the same apartment building. People are so...
That's not very right.
Dude, if you're going to rape people, take it from me and Gatch. You go out of town.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we always do.
Yep. You know, speaking of which, there's only about 180 days left to shop
for
Christmas.
Okay.
It's only about 180 days left.
Dude, don't do that.
So go over to our website, probably isn't up.
It might be up soon.
And then we got the... click on the Amazon.
That's right.
Send us some moolah.
And send a, you know, I don't know if there's a direct link. If the site's ever down, you can still go to PayPal and give us money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's our, is our tagcast.com? Or do you not want to give it out?
Let's see.
You can go to,
I'm trying to think of which one it
you
is.
You can go to Terry A.
Contact at flyjelly.com.
You can go to Terry A. Guile at Gmail and give me money there. I will... Yeah. Be glad to apply it to the Tagcast Productions blah 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 thing. But yeah, we could use money.
Yeah, I got some sports news.
All right.
A man got arrested after he threw a football into a prison yard or tried to.
I think I saw a headline about that. Did it was it like a pinata almost?
No, it was a football and it had
full of drugs,
heroin, and
heroin.
Pot.
I didn't know what kind of fucking drugs heroin.
Heroin and pot and
what?
Cell phones and cell phone chargers.
Dude, that's like Orange is the New Black.
I know, and they tried to throw it over there, but it fell in between the two fences that the guards.
We're just throwing the football around.
Yep.
That's a pretty
and
good
then
idea.
He got seen by a guard though.
Yeah, if you could, you know. Nine out of ten times you're going to get busted, but that tenth time?
Yeah. It's all worth it, those nine prison stints. It's worth that one time.
To be the man. Can you believe that guy came through for
us? You know, that's what they call it when you smuggle something in, too, as a football.
Really?
When you smuggle a package in.
In your ass?
They call it a football. No, I think that's called hoopers.
The hoopers?
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was called keistern.
It could be that, too.
He keistered it.
He keistered it. The keister capers.
Yeah.
Keister capers.
I think I decided recently that I'm... I've said this before. My wife hates contests.
Uh-huh.
She doesn't want me to join any more comedy contests, but she sure did love that talent contest the other night.
Uh-huh.
Because I won.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm going to join the Helium contest next year. I've been watching the results of this year's Portland's Funniest Person.
So the Helium contest, you take a balloon.
Today's jokes are going to be brought to you by the Helium. And then when it runs out and you haven't got to your punchline yet and your voice gets normal, then they gong you.
No, but I think this, so far there's been like 16 finalists.
Uh-huh.
I called 9 of them. Not on the
phone.
Not on the phone. Like, uh-huh. I choose them. I choose them. So, mm-hmm. like, I went through the 153 people,
mm-hmm.
and I chose the 40 that I thought were going to make it through.
Mm-hmm. And 9 of them went through?
So far, out of 16, 9 have went through. So that's mm-hmm. more than half, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like...
That is good. Is Jamie Schubert on that list?
No, he's not local enough. I pick people who I know and respect and I know are funny.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them don't get through, but people like Curtis Cook and Eddie Retsch and Adam Posse and Dan Weber and Zach Toscani and Paul Jay and Todd Armstrong and Cody McKiller and Jacob Christopher. I picked all those guys and they made it. Congratulations, you guys. The rest of you people, I don't know you. I don't care about you. And you got through as a fluke.
Congratulations also.
You didn't get through as a fluke. I'm kidding.
Congratulations also to General Custer, who made his last stand today.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Or today back in the day?
Back in the day.
Okay.
He made his last stand a long time ago. You know his name's Custer?
Custard?
No, it's Custer.
So...
I once did a video report on Custer.
I thought it was...
And I played an Indian chief, and I spoke like the genie from Pee Wee Herman.
Oh.
Pee Wee's Playhouse. Make it like a high, make a honey ho.
Okay.
Make it like a honey ho.
Okay. And you did that the whole time?
Well, that was, yeah. That was my Indian language.
Didn't mean honey ho.
Yep.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Yep. So let's hear it for Colonel Mustard. Or what? General Custer?
Yeah.
Okay.
He had his last stand today.
Okay, so what happens when he stood, when he did that?
It was a horrible plan that didn't work because he died.
So what was,
what was his last stand?
What was he standing against? Was he like taking
a
stand?
It was against Indians.
Oh.
Yeah, he was one of those guys.
What a dick.
He made the last stand 180 days or so before Christmas.
Why do you keep dropping that?
Because people should go and buy stuff on Amazon. Cause it's
dude,
never
there's over
early.
6 months.
It's never too early. No, but he was in the last stand of Custer. He was in Custer's last stand. He was the main guy.
You have to set Custer out overnight to let it stand.
Is that what happens?
Custard pie at stand. You let it stand at room temperature, and that's Custer's last stand.
Mm-hmm. He wore a hat.
He did?
Yep.
I heard he wore many hats.
How many?
He had like 5 irons in the fire,
mm-hmm.
and he was a bearer of many hats.
Yep. Yeah, but all his men were killed.
Olives?
Mm-hmm. All of his men were killed. Yep.
And then he ate off Oliver Bush. That was his main colonel.
And then it ate off Oliver Bush. Oliver Bush. Oliver Bush.
Hey, remember when we were going to do that Chicken McNugget challenge?
Yeah, let's do that.
I saw one on YouTube. Guess how many the dude ate in 20 minutes?
How many?
They tried to eat 80.
What?
They did 51. The one guy did 51.
They were doing our exact challenge?
Pretty much.
Do those guys listen?
They must. Apparently they had done it before. The one guy only got 35 or 34, and he was throwing up in his mouth a little bit. And he was like, I know what I did wrong last time. I was using too much dipping, so I'm just going nice and easy with the dipping. And they're like, oh, do the honey mustard. And then they're like, honey was a bad idea. The honey's too heavy. It's filling up my stomach. And the other guy's just taking it like slow and steady wins the race. This guy's like putting like 3 in his mouth and trying to chew, and he's like, God, I'm not feeling good. And then he sneezed like 6 times. You ever get ready to throw up and you sneeze? I've asked people this before. Like when I used to drink a lot, not a lot, but when I used to drink and get drunk, and mm-hmm. I'd be to the point where I'm drunk, but I'm already getting a hangover because I haven't went to sleep yet. And I'll be feeling like I'm going to get sick, like I'm drunk and I'm going to puke, and I'll sneeze. And then I'll feel, oh, I'm not so nauseous anymore.
Because you blew it out your nose.
I don't know, dude.
Nose.
And then he's like, I seriously have a chicken nugget in my nose. And he's like blowing his nose. And he's like, then he left and like threw up a little bit. And, but the one dude ate 51 and he had 17 seconds left. He had eaten 20 in 4 minutes. And he was just, he wasn't dipping a lot. He was just, and the other guy was making like a big deal out of it, it mm-hmm. seemed to me. And then that caused him to fail, I think.
Yeah.
And then him, and then, of course, you get on the rabbit hole and then you see, and then he made the other videos like Edward 40 Hands, where him and this girl duct taped two 40s to their hands, and you have to drink them and you can't pee or do anything until they're all gone.
Edward 40 Hands.
Took him 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. That's like 7 or 8 12-ounce beers.
Yeah, we gotta have big bladder.
Yeah. She goes, I wore no underwear and a dress, so got you beat. I can go pee if I have to. What's that noise?
And did she?
No. She threw up, though.
Oh.
It was awesome. So, yeah, they took our challenge.
I saw a guy, but it wasn't very cool because it was a Vine video.
Short.
Mm-hmm. But it was a guy in a Mentos suit.
I saw a headline, didn't read the story. What did he do?
He jumped into
a vat of Coca-Cola?
Diet Coke.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but it was so short, it didn't show anything. It was like, that would be cool if I could watch the whole thing.
Did it do that?
Yeah, but I mean, it showed him in the suit, and then it showed the Diet Coke, and then it showed him...
In the Diet Coke.
Falling into the Diet Coke. By that time, it was only like a half a second. You just see a little kind of thing of all the foam, and it's like...
That's why I hate Vine.
Show it fucking doing it.
I hate Vine. Hate Snapchat. You know what Snapchat is?
That's where you take a picture of your dong and send it to people.
That's probably what a lot of people use it for.
Is like, that 15-second thing?
Yeah. The pictures are automatically deleted, quote
Yeah, after
unquote.
You quick save them.
Yeah, they are not, though. I bet they're stored somewhere. I bet every picture
they gotta be.
That's been on. But what's going to happen after... Everybody's on Facebook and everybody's sharing pictures, and pretty soon there's not enough room for any more.
I don't know if what's
going to happen when cyberspace exceeds the fucking bandwidth of the Earth.
It's like it's the universe, so it's ever expanding.
Or should I say the land width?
The land width.
What happens when technology supersedes our land width with its bandwidth.
Land width and bandwidth.
It makes me want to eat a sandwich.
Sandwich.
Dude, I watched a fucking epic mealtime with the Trailer Park Boys today, too. I was YouTubing it up. Dude, that was pretty funny. Have you ever seen that one?
No.
Dude, they make a huge fucking sandwich thing.
A sandwich thing? Like a thing made out of sandwiches?
No, it's a double cheeseburger, but the burgers are like as big as this board. Patties that big, and then the bottom has like 2 pounds of bologna and cheese underneath a huge bun, and then two... And it was fucking epic.
And then you bring in that guy from that one show to eat it all in like 60 minutes.
Yeah, Adam Richmond.
Yeah.
No, they just waste so much food on Epic Mealtime.
Oh.
They like take pieces of this big fucking sandwich that no one could eat, or a big fucking burger, or the world's largest fucking 10 packages of cake mix Twinkie for one fucking Twinkie, and they're just like, bite one bite, and then just it's falling all over. That's a waste of food. It's a waste of food. Ethiopians, I'm old, whoever... The starving kids.
Ethiopians don't want cake mix.
You don't think they'd want it?
No, I don't.
And I can't remember who the comic was because I see so fucking many of them. But he had a good point. He said, "My girlfriend wanted me to take her to an Ethiopian restaurant." It's like, what kind of food did they serve there? Because I thought that was the thing about Ethiopia. They didn't have food. They just you get like a bag of rice and some flour and some water. Don't
you just get MREs.
MREs? What's
that? They just drop some military supply food.
Oh, okay. Rations.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why you go to the Ethiopian restaurant and they just drop your food from planes.
They're like, all right, cool. We got a bag of flour And
what if they just packed like mashed potatoes in a crate and just helicoptered it over there and dropped the mashed potatoes?
All the waitresses have to dress like Sally Struthers.
Like they got a big old plate on the top of a building.
Hi, I'm Sally Struthers. Welcome to Ethiopian Restaurant. Today we're going to be serving bags of flour and this live goat. If you want a refill on your water, you have to walk in this simulated desert for 30 minutes and bring back 2 gallons for the whole table. I'm going to sit in this back room and eat candy bars while you guys send money to the Ethiopian children.
Yeah, I don't know what Ethiopian people do, but I'm glad that it's been so long that we can make fun of them and not really feel as bad. Say it.
Did you know Sally Struthers is born in Portland, Oregon?
No, but she has some big ass titties.
Born in Portland, Oregon.
That's awesome.
Yep. One of two children.
Did you know she had big old titties on her ass? Some big old titties on her ass. I was like, she had titties on her ass? He's like, yeah, that's how I learned math.
She was an All in the Family.
She was. She was married to Meathead.
Mm-hmm.
She was whiny
she
like
was
her
later
mom.
Later married to Penny Marshall.
I used to see her on Battle of the Network Stars with Lou Ferrigno.
Uh-huh.
And Scott Baio. And Christy McNichol. And Patrick Duffy.
Christy Timothy McVie.
No, he was a Unabomber.
Oh.
Oh, wait, no, he was the Oklahoma City Bomber.
Is it the same thing?
No.
What about the David Duke thing?
What did I hear about Oklahoma? Something happened in Oklahoma.
There was a musical.
Oklahoma is the place to be. I think that had Stacy Keach in it.
Did it?
On Broadway.
Yeah, it probably had everybody in there point, right?
Broadway. I don't know.
Sat through that play.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you want to go to Oklahoma?
No.
After that?
No. Not really.
Huh. All right.
It didn't make me want to go to Oklahoma.
Have you ever seen any humorous tampon ads?
Every one of them.
Now, you remember a couple months ago?
Period.
Yeah. Exclamation point.
Mm-hmm.
A couple months ago, I think I was talking about a new web-based service called HelloFlow. Mm-hmm. You don't want to go out and get your tampons. You know, they send them to you.
They do that with shaving razors now, too.
Yeah. The Dollar Shave Club.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah. I'm thinking about joining that shit because it's endorsed by a pawn star.
And you can get butt wipes on there, too.
Hmm. Wow. That's cool.
Deliver it every week.
HelloFlow posted video. It's a commercial on YouTube, and mm-hmm. in 2 days it had 2 million views. In the ad, First Moon Party, a girl is unable to get her period even though all of her friends are getting theirs, and in order to keep up with the other members of the Cherry Slush Club, the girl fakes it with nail polish in her panties and says, "It looks like Florida," she says in the video. And although the girl's blood sisters buy the ruse, her mom doesn't go for it. And in order for her daughter to fess up, the mom decides to throw a First Moon Party that involves bobbing for ovaries and vagina cake. And she says, "Do you know how hard it is to find a uterus pinata?" So the advertisement is for HelloFlow's period starter kit, which is called the Gift Before the Gift. It's for girls who are getting ready to get...
Oh, jeez.
So
they want to get them hooked young to a subscription service.
Yeah. So she was sad because all of her friends had joined the Cherry Slush Club, which I've never heard it called that. And so
tampons are just
she faked it with nail polish in her panties.
Tampons are just cigarettes for your vagina.
I know. Smoking hot. Tampons are cigarettes for your vagina. They got to have something to smoke.
Got to smoke something. Did you hear about Chelsea Handler?
I heard she was quitting her show, but I haven't heard any new news.
And then she's starting it up again.
What?
Yep, she's already signed on to be a talk show host for 2016.
For what network, though?
Not Netflix.
What? You can't... Wait. Rewind the tape, Dre.
All right.
Time to operate. So a talk show on Netflix?
Netflix.
That makes no sense. What are they doing? Are they becoming the Hulu?
No, they just they got money to burn, and they're throwing it her way. It's going to be the first Netflix late night talk show.
How can it be a late night talk show?
I guess they're going to release one a day.
At night?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
So you're waiting until 11:30 and then it just goes, bing, new release, bulk. Mm-hmm. When do the new releases pop up? Because I've heard some new shit that people put and tell me about on Facebook, and if I hadn't heard from my friends on Facebook, I'd searched in the new releases and I can't find them. And then I searched for it by name, boom, there it is.
What show's that?
All Men Are Pedophiles.
What?
It's a documentary that's full of propaganda.
Oh.
Impropaganda is what I call it.
Uh-huh.
It's improper propaganda.
So,
well, there's a few other ones, too. I can't remember off the top of my head, but one of them is called All Men Are Pedophiles, and most people who were talking about it couldn't finish watching it.
Why? Because they felt pedophilic?
Fucking sick. There's like the propaganda saying that it's okay for men to want to fuck little kids, because that's just the way we are. I didn't watch it yet, so I don't know if that's true, but that's what I was getting from the comment.
I do know that when you're 80... That doesn't mean you stop looking at 18-year-olds and now you're looking at 80-year-olds.
Yep. How can you help it?
How? I don't know.
You could be 80 and still smoking fucking methamphetamines.
Yep.
No, I take that back.
Can you really? Do you think that is possible?
To smoke meth when you're 80? No, I took it back because I think if you're smoking meth when you're 80, you've probably been smoking it for a long time because it's not something you're going to start doing.
Mm-hmm.
When you're like 70 or 80. So I don't think meth smokers make it to 80. You know, I mean, my grandpa didn't even smoke weed and he made it to 92. But still, I mean, mm-hmm. when you're on meth, you do crazy shit like shooting cops with guns that are up your butt.
Yep.
Did you hear about that?
Shooting cops up your butt?
No, he had a gun in his butt that he actually got a shot off somehow with it.
Hmm.
Isn't that dangerous?
Yeah.
What if it's shot the wrong way?
I don't know.
And this guy is in a place where weed is legal. He should have just smoked weed and left his gun at home. He was accused of smoking meth, and he's now facing attempted murder charges after, and here's the quote, he was allegedly able to squeeze off two shots at the Denver police from a gun he had hidden in his butt. Let me tell you, Isaac Vigil was being brought to the police station after the Denver Police Department officers repeatedly searched him when somehow he managed to open fire. Open.
Uh-huh.
Vigil stopped firing when his gun jammed. What are all these euphemisms and weird funny words in this? Officer shot him in the stomach.
Uh-huh.
The 32-year-old was taken into custody after he was seen smoking meth in a McDonald's parking lot. He was facing numerous charges, including drug possession, possession of drug paraphernalia, assault, fantasy, male, possession of a weapon. It was difficult to search him because he was violent and aggressive and highly agitated, but they had reported that the suspect was patted down three times. He had two baggies of meth stashed in his rectal area in addition to the handgun. He said he'd been smoking meth for 3 days.
That'll get you all wound up.
My decision based on criminal law standards does not limit administrative action by Denver Police Department where non-criminal issues can be reviewed or civil actions where less stringent laws, rules, and legal levels of proof apply. So that means that no charges are fileable against the cop who shot him because, dude, the guy shot him with his butt.
Yeah.
That has to take some really rectal control.
It wasn't like some little minigun or something.
Maybe he took it out of his butt and then mm-hmm. shot him with his hand. But
maybe he's got like a mole.
I just get it,
you know, on his butt that like it just fits like, in the trigger.
I'm gonna clench my butt cheeks together and shoot you up the ass. No, it's just these stories catch my eye because this one is written funny.
Mm-hmm.
He was able to squeeze off two shots from a gun he had hidden in his butt.
Mm-hmm.
His gun jammed. It was in his butt.
It's probably jammed up his butt. He had bags of meth in his fucking rectal area. Guy last week from Florida had fucking cocaine in his belly button, in his fat weed, in his fat flaps.
Fat flap
what
weed.
What the fuck's going on? It's fat flap.
Fat flaps. That's a strain.
Yeah, fat flap Friday. That's what we're having on the next episode. Will be fat flap Friday.
You know, season 2 of Comedy Bang Bang is now available on Netflix.
It's not even over yet, is it? Oh, season 3 has begun. Okay, yeah, yep. Sorry.
And so has Copper, season 2 of Copper.
Is that a movie? Oh, no, it must, if it's a season, I'm stupid.
It's a What's season, Copper? It's a British show about a copper.
Oh, well, what do you know? Speaking of British humor, yep. I believe it's Ricky Gervais's birthday today.
Season 7 of Toddlers and Tiaras.
I'm going to kill Honey Boo Boo.
Why?
She was originally on that show,
oh.
And it was her fault that it's still going, because now she got a spinoff. Well, she's had it for a while. I'm just still upset about it. I'm still upset about it. I'm not
Why
that
upset.
Why you
gotta be so upset
I'm just
about
kidding.
It.
I'm not.
No. Well, Honey Boo Boo, she should be upset. She makes a lot of money.
Oh, Honey Boo Boo. Oh, Honey Boo Boo. Come here, Honey Boo Boo.
Has Sir Big Brother started?
No, it starts next week. My parents are fucking stoked.
Really?
Yes. They like all...
Who's going to be on there? Any celebrities?
No. Not that I know of, but she says, you want to know who's going to be on it? And I said, no. But Dana said, yeah, I'm going to watch it. Mm-hmm. So they're all stoked because she watches like the live feed. My stepmom really gets into Big Brother. They went to a couple
they
of
the Showtime show after dark.
I think so. They went to the couple of the meet and greets a few years ago. And
what? Those people tour around and greet people?
Yeah. They went to Vegas and had the Big Brother reunion party or something.
What?
A lot of people from Big Brother know Jim and Donna Guile. They got pictures with all of them from past fucking shows, but it's been a couple years since they went. Well, one of the ladies that was on it lives up in Rainbow.
Uh-huh.
Kale Harbison or something like that. Weird name, Kale.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah, so, you know.
I didn't know they had... Is that a live show, the reunion show?
No, it was just a reunion event where fans and people who are on the show go there.
Wow.
And, yeah, meet people.
See, I'm probably lucky that I've never gotten into that show.
Yeah, because you'd probably go to them.
Well, I'd probably watch it.
Yeah. Yeah. They've got more cameras and more recorders than ever this year.
I watched
72 cameras. What? Yeah.
How many people they put in there?
Like, I don't even know. Probably like 20.
In one house. How many rooms?
I don't know. I have no idea about it. I could speculate and just make up stuff, but I'm not going to.
All right.
I'll ask my dad. He sometimes listens to the show.
So.
Hi, Dad.
So.
Hi, Dad. So.
Yeah. Fargo. What did you think about Fargo?
I liked
it. Did we talk about it on Monday?
No, we maybe talked a second about it, but we didn't really talk about the fact that it's over and that Billy Bob, or whatever his character's name,
yeah.
He got took out.
He got shizzled.
By a mailman.
Mm-hmm. By the mailman.
That used to be a cop. We're not talking about Carl Malone either.
Well, Carl Malone is the mailman because he delivers.
Even on Sundays.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yep.
Sports reference. Boo. Hiss. Yeah, I was dropping some sports references and everybody's like, oh, you can tell you used to watch basketball in the late 80s or early 90s. He's like, Utah Jazz. I'm like, oh, you mean John Stockton? He's like, no, not John Stockton. He's like, oh, you mean Jason Kidd from the New Jersey Nets?
What do you think about the new Netflix?
What about what's
it's
new
It's not
about
red it? Anymore.
It is on my TV. I got a, it's like an app for my Wii.
Uh-huh.
I don't watch it on my computer very often.
Then are they, it's not red anymore.
I'm going there
it's
now.
It's all like whitish.
What?
Yeah, they changed the whole color scheme-ish.
Sense
it's weird. All weird. The other day I just went in there and it was all different.
I don't ever go on my computer. I watch it on my television. Oh, it is kind of white, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
It thinks I want to watch the Smurfs, too.
Hey.
Here's what I recently watched. Eddie Murphy's Delirious. I watched half of that this morning when I woke up and couldn't go back to sleep. It helped me go back to sleep. And I recognized all the first jokes, and then by the time I fell asleep, it was probably the ones I wouldn't have remembered, but he was talking about faggots.
Ah.
And he was saying faggots a lot, and he was saying, yeah, I don't really hate faggots. He's like, but I don't want you faggots looking at my ass in these jeans, you know, mm-hmm. these leather pants. You can look at it, but just don't make eye contact with me. He's like, could you imagine if Mr. T was a faggot? He's like, come here, boy. I want you to fuck me up the ass. He's like, hey, don't go too fast, boy. I'll tighten up my butt cheeks, rip your dick off. That was his Mr. T. We used to say
you
that.
You think
a lot.
That would fly today?
No, dude. He was calling these people faggots like 4 or 5 times. He's like, yeah, you faggots. He's like, I don't want you faggots looking at my ass in these fucking jeans. And then he's like, talking about what if Mr. T was a faggot? He wasn't saying what if Mr. T was gay, which you could not get away with that shit today. He's like, mm-hmm. come here, I'll fucking rip your dick off. Fucking. And then he's like, yeah, and what if the Honeymooners were faggots? What if Jackie Gleason was a faggot? He's like, you know, Norton, I've been watching you, Norton, and I know you've been watching me too. He's like, well, I don't know. He's like, come over here, and I'm going to fuck you up the ass. It's fucking, it's weird, dude. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah, that was actually even back then, though, too, you know?
Fuck yeah. And that's when Bill Cosby called him. He said, mm-hmm. you can't be doing the filth, Florin. You can't go on stage and fucking jello pudding mm-hmm. pop. Mm-hmm. he says the Huxtables are too old to do a comeback. And I said, dude, you're too old to do a comeback. You're 88 fucking million years old, and you're doing the Jell-O pudding at two in the afternoon at the Holt Center on a Sunday when you can get back to the hotel room so you could have dinner by 5 p.m. with Clarice. What's her name? Fucking
Clarice. Claire. Clarice.
That's what if Bill Cosby played Anthony Hopkins' role in The Silence of the Lamb.
Hey, you know, coming
Clarice,
up next week on the 30th, you'll be able to watch Sophie's Choice on Netflix.
I don't choose to watch that.
I always thought that was a horror movie.
Is that Angelica Houston?
I don't know who it is.
Dude, can you tell me?
I thought it was Sally Field.
What's the name of the movie?
Sophie's Choice.
Okay.
I thought it was Sophie Loren.
Dude, it's not coming up on mine. Oh, because it's not in there now?
Yeah, it's next on the 30th.
Week. Well, fuck, dude. I'm going to have a free HBO weekend this weekend.
When?
This weekend.
Who did?
I'm going to.
Right on.
From Dish. From the 27th to the 30th.
Too, hopefully.
No, you're on Comcast.
What are you going to watch that when it comes on?
It just depends on what's going to be on that weekend because, you know, when you get HBO and the Max and all those together, then you just have to watch what's on, and it's usually the same movie every 3 hours.
Meryl Streep.
Have you watched Someone Marry Barry?
Meryl Streep, that was Sophie's Choice.
Someone Marry Barry.
No, I have not seen Someone Marry Barry.
You probably like it because it's an English comedy.
I thought it was Someone Will Marry Harry.
No, this is a show on Netflix. It's
I know,
called
I've
Someone
seen
Marry
it and
Barry.
I've skipped over it.
Are you going to want to watch it?
I have 200 things in my list that I don't want to watch.
Dude, I have 400 things in my list that I don't want to watch, and one of them is Derek. Because today's Richie's birthday. I can't talk correctly.
You should check that out. Derek, it's funny.
Hey, did you know my stunt brother, Michael Voss, moved from Boston?
Where did he get out of?
He moved down to New Hampshire. Or up.
Really?
Over. Yeah.
Connecticut. New Hamp.
Somewhere like that. I hope I'm not misquoting you there, Stumpy.
Well, I wonder whether New Hamp. New Noops?
Hampshireans.
Hampshireans.
The New Hampshireans.
All right. Where I don't even know anything about New Hampshire. What do you know about New Hampshire?
I know that my stunt brother, Michael Voss, may or may not have moved there.
Hmm.
If it's not there, it's somewhere. Oh, yeah, he moved to Concord, New Hampshire.
Hmm. New Hampshire. That's over there.
And he's there, and he said, I'd go to a bar right now, but the commies have taken over, and they're watching soccer.
See, there is a thing about East Coast versus West Coast, because West Coast, spacious states.
Hey, and if we have any listeners out in New Hampshire,
East Coast, they're all cramped together. You can drive through 8 states in a day. Over here, it takes you 6 hours to get through one.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. So yeah, Michael's looking for a place where he can donate some non-perishable foods in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Holy crap, New Hampshire's way up there, dude.
It is. He moved up north.
It's the second most northern on that peninsula.
Next to Maine, huh?
Mm-hmm. But really, he's only about a little bit higher than us.
Oh, dude, he's so high
right now. Is Maine that one way up in the corner?
Yeah.
Maine's the very tip.
Hey, I'm on his page right now, and like, you know how it's got your top six, or it's got your likes on your page?
How many likes?
No, like things that he likes,
uh-huh.
Like Phantom Gourmet and
mm-hmm.
Noteworthy News
mm-hmm.
and Terry Guile.
Mm-hmm.
And story. Huh? I know. I'm on his page looking at his page and I see myself in his likes.
Dude, it's known as the Granite State because it has granite formations and quarries.
Oh, I thought it was because Michael told me that everyone takes it for granted there.
Oh.
Oh, no. Just kidding, Michael. You like Michael or Mike?
It has some of the largest ski mountains on the East Coast.
That's cool.
And they got Motorcycle Week, and they got Mount Washington, and they got other stuff going on. They got some transportation.
Hmm.
And they got some history. Yep.
Hey, maybe you can help me. Are you good at math?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm taking you back now to the year 1887.
1887.
Was the first year that they had the Pioneer Picnic.
My 1887.
Okay, just quick in your head. Then what would...
127.
See? Wouldn't this be the 127th annual?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was touted as the 129th annual. So somebody fucked up somewhere unless they're counting the first one and the last one. Is that the way it works? Like, the first one is one, even though it hasn't been a year.
Yeah.
And then the last one just happened, but it hasn't been that year yet. Is that a way that it could add to?
You could only ever add one. You could add the first one or the last one, right?
That's what I thought. It should have been 128.
I don't know.
Because next
Word.
Year... Dude, how can they do that? I could have swore they skipped some, because you can't tout something when... You know, that's one of the oldest things in the oldest annual celebrations in the state.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You don't want to fudge it by saying a couple extra years because then we'll get fucking fudged. Fucking fudge.
You know, New Hampshire has a Lebanon and a Salem. So does Oregon.
Do they have a Peoria?
They have a... public transportation.
Do they have a North Albany?
No. Yeah. Anywhere there's an Albany, there's North Albany.
Well, you could call it that, but like our North Albany is actually labeled as North Albany.
It is a North Albany. Is it an entire different zip code?
Hans?
I don't know.
Is that an entire different zip code? Because you live in North Albany in fucking Richie McRichardsonville. He lives in the upscale neighborhood. We're down here in the Felony Flats. He lives up on the hill where you don't have to worry.
You could go to Lake Winnipesaukee.
Dude, I bought some raffle tickets and I won a Pesaukee.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
I won a Pesaukee.
But they had a 50-50 raffle last weekend at the contest that we didn't win, but it was like $380, dude. It was like 700 and whatever 380 is times two. $760.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever bought a $1 ticket got $380.
Wow.
Pretty good. Pretty good.
That is.
I wish we would have won that, too.
Ah.
All right. What's in Hans' CD player today? Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I'm sensing a little bit of a, so far, a theme this week. He was listening to Celtic Frost on Monday. That's fronted by Tom G. Warrior.
Tom G. Warrior.
Also the front man for today's pick, Triptychon.
Triptychon.
Triptychon. No toe.
Triptychon.
Yeah, their album's called Milena Chasmata.
Milena Chasmata.
So whatever, Hans. You're listening to Tom G. Warrior all week. Well, at least so far. We'll see what he brings us on Friday. And I was actually listening to a record earlier by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I broke out the Let It Be album. I do have it on CD. And when I listen to it on record, it skips on Get Back.
Goodbye.
Get back to where you want, but back to where you want, but it's like a remix.
Get back, Loretta.
Get back, JoJo. So, you know, Hans has got me beating heaviness today. Actually, so far all week, but oh well. And that's what I'm listening to. Hey, don't forget this Friday, you guys. It happens every week. But this Friday is special because it's the last Friday of the month. We're doing the Grand Slam Comedy Show, number 8. Chris Castle's coming all the way from Austin, Texas. Charmaine Douglas coming over from Newport. Mac Chase is coming up from Eugene. Terry Giles coming up from Brownsville, Texas. Wait, no, Brownsville, Oregon. And John Mink's coming down from Salem to host the show. So 5 people from 5 different walks of the earth.
Wow.
All for free, unless you want to give us a $5 tip in the jar. We'll take it. Starts about 9:30. It's at 3435 Spicer Drive, right off I-5. That rhymes so much, I can't believe I'm still alive. Exit 233. They got a bathroom you can take a pee.
Do they?
Yeah.
I might go just for that.
You can shit in their bathtub, too.
You know, Adam Sandler was from New Hampshire.
Gaga doody. Adabadu.
So was Gordon Clapp.
Wow. So Adam Sandler was born and grew up there and then moved down to New York or something when he was a teenager? Because I saw him doing stand-up, not personally, but on video, when he was like 17, 18, doing stand-up in New York. Because it's not that far from New Hampshire.
Yeah, it's not.
Plus, they both start with new.
Yep, new Adam Sandler.
Oh, let me guess, he's going to make a new movie with Drew Barrymore.
Seth Meyers was from New Hampshire. So was Sarah Silverman.
Well, then I bet Seth's brother was then, too, huh? Because he's kind of famous and looks almost just like Seth.
Mm-hmm. And you know, so is Ant.
Do you know Thomas Middleditch?
No, but I know Ant.
You don't know the name Middleditch?
Sounds familiar.
I think he directed or wrote Rapture Palooza.
Mm-hmm.
And he looks a lot like Seth Meyers.
Hmm.
Anyway, he was on the Pete Holmes show when they were doing the live podcast. You Made It Weird at Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed it on the television there. It had Jim Brewer and Thomas Middleditch.
Mm-hmm.
Middleditch is a weird word. It's a weird word, and it's a weird name.
Here's some other guys from New Hampshire.
Thomas Middleditch.
Ronnie James Dio.
What? All right. Hey, Mike, check him out. Michael Voss, check out Dio's early childhood home.
Sully. Sully Erna.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Sully Sullenberger.
Mandy Moore.
You know Sully Sullenberger?
Mm-mm.
He landed a jet plane on the fucking Houston, on the Hudson River. Sorry. Go ahead.
Steven Tyler. Wow, wow,
wow, wow. So he must have moved down to Boston.
Joe Queer.
Joe Queer?
Mm-hmm.
Who does he play for, the Queers?
Dale Bozzio.
Hey, she's Terry's wife.
And Gigi Allen.
Wow. You're in good land there, Michael Voss.
You should go see Tom Bergeron's childhood home.
Yeah, you could go Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
And then watch some funny videos.
The Pope was also from New Hampshire, and so was the first president. He was born in New Hampshire. George Washington.
The first?
Yeah, George Washington was born in New Hampshire.
The first? George Washington, the first president?
Mm-hmm. He was born in a state that he
made?
Signed into the U.S.
No.
He was born in New Hampshire.
But it wasn't a state yet.
Yeah.
How does that work? How does that work?
I don't even think they were over here yet, were they?
Who's they?
I don't know. Was he born in the U.S.? I don't think he was born in the U.S.
Let's ask Bruce Springsteen.
George Washington? Where do you think George Washington was born?
I'm going to tweet Bruce Springsteen right now.
Ask him. He's the boss.
I bet he'll fucking answer, dude. You tweet people, they answer you.
Nobody's ever answered me.
What?
Nope.
Dude, I got retweeted by...
Sever Paul F. Tomcon.
I got retweeted by Lauren Lupkus. You know who that is?
No.
It's the girl guard from fucking Orange is the New Black. That crazy pussy eater tried to come on to.
Oh. What's her name?
Lauren Lupkus.
What'd she say to you?
She just retweeted me.
Oh.
Because I tweeted her first. Sometimes if you tweet somebody, they'll just retweet you. But
she's got big eyes.
She does have big eyes. I think Cheap Trick wrote a song about her once.
Big Eyes.
It was called Big Eyes.
Big
so, in the last
eyes.
Week, speaking of Twitter, in the last week, I have gained 18 followers.
Wow.
And I'm trying to keep my ratio 2-to-1 to where I'm following twice as many people that I like, and I can't keep up. I'm at 137, and so that means I need to be following 274.
You got to follow as many people as follow you?
I'm trying to do 2-to-1. I want to follow twice as many people that are following me.
Why?
I don't know. It's just
this only follow 420 people.
Okay. Well, I'm cool then. I'm still not there. But, okay.
Dude, he was born in Virginia.
Bruce Springsteen?
No, George Washington.
Where was Bruce Springsteen? I bet Springsteen was born. Okay, well, why did you say he was born in New Hampshire then? Are you making a joke?
I don't know. He was born in British America. He was born Virginia, British America. And then he died in Virginia, U.S.
No.
Uh-huh. He was born in Virginia, British America.
That's not a thing.
And then he died in Virginia, U.S. And he married Martha Danvers.
No, dude. He was died in Virginius.
Virginius?
He is a Virginius.
He was in more wars than me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he's at Spring. I'm tweeting. I'm going to tweet.
Don't tweet Bruce Springsteen.
I'm going to ask him if George Washington was born in the USA. Why not? We're going to get a retweet from the boss.
Oh, man. He's going to say it was in his hometown.
I was born in his hometown. I heard John Cougar.
Wait.
I heard John Cougar on the jukebox at the Brownsville Saloon.
Oh, yeah. He was not born in a small town. Did you
he
know
was
that?
Born in Indiana. And his drummer was the guy who just played for the Beatles not too long ago, Kenny Aronoff. Because every time he gets wet, he's just Aronoff. Okay, was George Washington born in the USA? I wonder who...
I'm going to find out where John Cougar Mellencamp was born.
He was born in Indiana, dude.
And what about the town?
Des Moines.
Seymour, Indiana.
Seymour Butts.
Yeah, he was born in Seymour. Now I'm going to look up the population of Seymour.
You're fact-checking fucking Mellencamp?
Yeah, I am, dude. You get to see how small it is. Small my ass. It's 11.43 square miles.
That's pretty small. I thought you were going to say 11.4 million people or something.
Nope, there's 17,000 people. That ain't that small.
Pretty small.
I don't know. Lebanon was smaller. I was born in a smaller town.
I was born in a small town of Lebanon.
See,
but you know,
were born in a small town, too. You could cover that song.
Probably die in a small wreck. I was born in a large town.
Did you know Obi-Wan Kenobi told James Dean that he was going to die?
The person who played Obi-Wan?
Oh, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Dude, James
told James Dean.
Dude.
He said, if you get in that car, the one that he crashed, and he said, if you get in that car, you're going to end up dead within a week.
Dude, Obi-Wan Kenobi wasn't around back in 1957.
I'm the guy who played him, though.
That's what I said, and you said no.
I know, but he was always Obi-Wan.
Oh, like Jack Nicholson was always the caregiver. You were always the caretaker. See, now I've been trained to say caregiver, because in today's day and age...
Because you were born in a small town?
I was born by a caregiver.
Mm-hmm.
No, now you can't say caretaker because, oh, why are you taking it from him? Why don't you give a little bit? Why don't you try to give him some Goo Goo Doll cover in Supertramp? You sound like...
Did they do that?
Yes, dude, it's terrible.
I bet.
I changed it to Suck a Little Tit.
Supertramp is my favorite band with the word tramp in it.
Suck a little tit with my mouth for you.
They got that other good song.
Bloody Well Right.
Not really that much.
Illogical song?
They were weird. I did, yeah. That one's cool.
I used to rock to that ape trap, big ape trap.
Which one?
An ape trap. I had this ape trap that I used to set up in my backyard. I caught four apes.
Yep.
No, it was an eight-track tape, actually, not an ape trap tape.
Was it the actual album or like the 20 greatest hits I used to listen
to?
It was
Breakfast in America, which had...
Right.
Nope, it didn't have that. Goodbye, stranger. It's been nice. And it had the Logical song.
Paradise.
And it had a couple other hits. That's some high singing, dude. I don't see how they pulled it off.
They were crazy. They were the Beatles of the studio.
Were
they? They were the studio Beatles. That's what people said.
I've never heard anybody
say that. People said that they were the Beatles of the studio. People said they were the Beatles of the studio.
I don't believe that's true.
People said it. I read it somewhere, so it must be true.
Hey, go check it out.
It's probably in that booklet.
Go find if you can Google Beatles Supertramp Studio. Any correlation?
Okay, Supertramp.
Beatles Studio.
Supertramp. Beatles.
Supertramp. Supertramp on.
Studip. Supertramp.
Supertramp.
Uh-huh.
You've got the cutest little Supertramp.
Yep.
So you guys, while he's looking up that, you should go see if our website's back up yet, because it might be. It's tagcastpodcast.com. There's some icons on the left side. Boy, there's me and Gats. We're both icons. And then there's some clickable icons like donate and shop Amazon. Just click on them. Go shopping for your mom at Amazon because that rhymes. And then you can give us some money at our PayPal. Okay, I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting to Bruce Springsteen right now. That was my first Springsteen tweet. I hope this doesn't become a habit. Also, when the websites get back up, don't forget to go to terryguile.com. There'll be some information on there about some upcoming shows. After the Denny Show, we got Sam Bond's Garage on Saturday, the 28th. And then there's Chris Castles and Friends bringing it back old school to the Black Forest on the 29th with Andy Andrus, Gina Ginsburg, and myself. I'm going to be there whether he puts me on stage or not, but they're having an open mic afterwards. So come out to that at the Black Forest on Sunday. Sunday night, like at 9 o'clock at night, late time, maybe 10. But anyway, what'd you find out? Anything? Still looking.
Did you know that Supertramp was, before that, they were known as Daddy?
No, I didn't. So you're saying they fucked my mom?
Yep.
Well, that dick...
They had a lot of hits.
They did, dude.
Cannonball.
It's raining.
I didn't know Rick Davies had led the band himself.
Rick Davies?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. They had lots of hits. It's Raining Again. That was a good hit for him. Mm-hmm. I love School. I didn't love going to school, but the song School. Oh, mm-hmm. I love that, dude.
I could see you in the morning when you go to school. And then you take some LSD.
And then you look like a fool. True. Yep. They had Bloody Well Right, Give a Little Bit.
They were broken up because one of the guys, Hodgson, had tried LSD for the first time and offered some to Davies, who declined. And then he said later, it was the happiest day of his life, and has expressed his anxiety that Davies would not take it. And he described that experience as the root of the rift between them.
Huh. So acid was the downfall of Supertramp.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to take some of that.
Yep, and they also, many of their works were credited as Rick Davies and Robert Johansson, even though most of them were only written individually.
Oh, kind of like a Lennon McCartney thing.
Oh! See, I was right.
They're the Beatles of the studio. Damn, I read right into that one. Fuck. You made me say it.
Yep, and they blew up to stardom in one time.
They blew up to stardom?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a long blow.
And they had that one song.
Which one?
Yep, they Free as a Bird.
It's raining again. I know I'm losing a friend.
It's raining again and again and again. Ew.
Follow me on Twitter @ Terry Guile.
Yep.
Follow Tagcast Podcast.
And don't forget to rock on.
Hey, yeah, we'll see you guys. Have a hump day. Go hump your woman. Unless you're a woman.